The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is our epistle reading for this past Sunday, the 13th Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 13. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood, and you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons. For what son is not disciplined by his father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are illegitimate children and not true sons. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirits and live? Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees. Make level paths for your feet, so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed. My dear friends in Christ, most of you know that I regularly run, about 5 miles a day, 6 days a week, and I always say that I run in the pulpit on Sundays. But I do that to stay in shape, and I also do that because I kind of like to have that second or maybe even third piece of dessert. Maybe shouldn't do that, but that's reasons for running. And even when I got hit by an SUV 12 years ago, that didn't stop my running. It just means that I try to be a little bit more careful than I had been. I started running back in 1988, and when I started running, I was running in 5K and 8K and 10K races. And I often did think about, could I someday run in a marathon? 26.2 miles. I doubt that that's ever going to happen because you have to run a lot more than I do at the present time just to prepare for a race. Those who win the big marathons, they run those races and finish them in about 2.5 hours, and they're running about 10 miles an hour, running so much faster for much greater distance than I'm used to running. For some who run marathons, though, training must be their entire life focus. They have to really put themselves into it. And our reading for today, it talks about a race that's much more important than any 5K, 8K, 10K marathon. And it tells us here today that life is more than a marathon, with the encouragement for us then, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Life is more than a marathon. The distance, of course, is a lifetime. And the race, it requires perseverance. And the inspiration to keep running. That's Jesus, our Savior. And as we often say when we look at writings from this book, the author, the God-inspired author of this book is not known. But he was writing to Hebrew believers who were being tempted to return to their old, misdirected Old Testament ways, to depend on their efforts at following Old Testament rites and ceremonies and laws, rather than trusting on Jesus solely for their salvation. The writer to the Hebrews wanted to remind those Christians that Christ's sacrifice, his once for all sacrifice, that paid for the sins of the world, and that their efforts to follow Old Testament rites and ceremonies and laws, that couldn't earn their salvation. Our reading says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." If you ever watched a marathon, you may have noticed the strain and the agony that's on the face of those runners as they're trying to keep going, as they're trying to maybe pass another runner or to keep someone else from passing them. The strain and agony that's on their faces showed that they were really working and putting all of their effort, their all, into that race. Likewise, what we'll want to do is put our everything into, as it says, running the race God has marked out for us. And we'll want to put our everything into that while always remembering that it's not our efforts, but it's Christ's work that wins for us the victory. But what is, well, as it says here, the race God has marked out for us? It's our entire lifetime. The marathon of our life. Our lifetime, it's our time of grace. Our God-given time in which we will want to learn about the Savior, grow in our faith, and then share the faith that God has graciously given to us so that others can learn about Jesus as well. And that's the sole purpose for our lifetime, when you get right down to it. The sole purpose for our existence. Because at the end of our lives, the only thing that's really going to matter is not the size of our bank accounts, not our stock portfolio, nor does it matter if people would look at us and think of us as being really good people. What matters is whether or not we know Jesus as the Savior, who lived and died for us and paid for our sins and rose from the dead to prove that we're forgiven and we can look forward to eternal life. Yeah, life, it's more than a marathon. It's our time to learn about Jesus and to share with others the Jesus that we know. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, as we're thinking of today's devotion, we also remember that it is September 11th, and well, that means 24 years ago. That's when that terrible disaster took place, and well, we're so very thankful that when we think of the trials and troubles that hit our world, we know that we're safe and secure in you. Please, Lord, always make our world a place where people can learn about Jesus, and help us to see how important it is, how important our life is. Life is more than a marathon. It's our time to learn about Jesus and to share Jesus. Help us so that is what our life really is all about. Our time to learn about Jesus, to share Jesus. We pray in his name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.